Next question. Who is the person in heaven you would want to talk to first? That's a cool question. Who is the person in heaven that I would want to talk to first? So obviously, that, you know, when you think of people in heaven that you want to meet, you want to meet the greats, obviously. Like, and obviously, this is excluding Jesus. Everyone wants to meet Jesus. I mean, who doesn't want to meet Jesus? He's our Savior. But aside from Jesus, you know, obviously, there's David, there's Moses, there's John, there's Peter. But I'll be honest with you, the first person I'm going to go to, if this is possible, is Jehu, the son of Nimshi. Okay, who was the king of Israel? Because I just think he is a bad, not bad as in, like, you know, as an evil. I think he's just like, he's cool. Okay, he's a bad guy, but bad as in cool. And the reason I say that is because when you read the story of Jehu, he lived a very fast paced life. As soon as he was anointed, he went out, was driving furiously. He executed the commandments of God. I mean, he came up with a lot of great one-liners during his ministry. And I just really appreciated his zeal for the Lord. You know, if you don't know anything about Jehu, the son of Nimshi, he wanted to rid the land of the prophets of Baal. So what he did was he held a feast for the prophets of Baal. And he said, you know, Ahab, which is the king that he killed, because God wanted to for him to destroy Ahab. He said, Ahab served Baal little, I shall serve him much. And obviously he's being a little deceitful. So he basically holds this feast for all these prophets of Baal. They come into this place to hold the feast. He's trying to collect them all. And then he tells his men, all right, kill them all. You know, these false prophets, these devil worshipers. And he's like, if any one of these guys escape, your life shall go for his. So he rid the land of a lot of evil, of a lot of wickedness, of two specific kings and Jezebel, you know. And here's one of the reasons why Jehu, the son of Nimshi, is so cool. Because somehow he encouraged these eunuchs, which are men with no stones, to get some stones to cast her down from the balcony. You know, he comes to Jezebel and he's like, he basically tells the eunuchs that are next to her, you know, throw her down. And they manned up, believe it or not, even though they're eunuchs, and they cast her down, the dog, you know, and then he trampled her with the horse, and then the dogs ate her and just left her hands and her feet, you know, and it was just a very awesome ministry that he had. I feel like he was just, I really like him because I feel like he was very zealous. And in fact, it literally says, you know, he's driving furiously, and he comes up to one of the kings and he says, is thine heart right as my heart is with thine heart? And then he says, he brought him into his chariot and he said, come and see my zeal for the Lord. You know, he said, come and see my zeal for the Lord. And that's a pretty profound statement. He's like, I want you to see how much I love the Lord. And he's definitely a man who loved the Lord. And you know, he wasn't a perfect guy, obviously, but God did honor him and blessed him greatly because he did execute a lot of his commandments. And a lot of people criticize Jehu, the son of Nimshi. They're like, oh no, but he did this. Well, here's the thing. No one's perfect, folks. You know, the kings are not perfect. David was imperfect. He committed adultery and murdered a man. Moses murdered a man. Samson committed fornication. You know, Samuel, the prophet, raised, you know, some bad kids. Eli, the prophet, raised reprobate children. I mean, we can go on and on and on of people in the Bible who just made a lot of mistakes. So somehow people, when they read the Bible and they see a man of God and he's doing great exploits, and then they see one little chink in his armor where he just messed up in some area of his life and is like, oh no, he's evil, he was wicked, that guy wasn't even saved. It's like, what are you talking about? What it shows is that this person was just a real human being. Because real human beings make mistakes, folks. They make mistakes. They, you know, they make bad decisions. The Bible's a real book that, you know, displays the strengths and the weaknesses of man and men of God who love the Lord but made bad decisions sometimes. And that's why I love the Bible so much, is because of the fact that, you know, when you read these stories, you can relate to them. They're not these men who are just unattainable. It's like, well, I can never be like that. Well, when you see the mistakes that they made, you're like, wait, that, I can kind of relate to that because I've made mistakes like that, or I've thought that way before, or, you know, I feel those types of weaknesses in my personal life. And so it makes it relatable. You know, there's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. And so, you know, the same things that you struggle with today are the same things that men of God struggled with 2,000 years ago. The Bible says in James chapter number 5 that Elijah was a man of like passions. Passions means that he suffered the same afflictions that you suffer with too. You know, Elijah struggled with depression, believe it or not. He struggled with discouragement. And you know what? There's people today that struggle with depression and discouragement, even though they love the Lord. And it's a normal thing. Okay. And so, you know, we can't expect the men of God in the Bible to just be perfect. Now, obviously, if there's people in the Bible who are just like only wicked and they hated God. But Jehu was not that man. Jehu loved the Lord. He executed the commandments of God. And so, you know, these people who want to have these high standards for these men of God in the Bible, they're basically projecting, because obviously they're probably involved in something wicked. What if we held them to that same standard? For what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged, and what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. I love the fact that the Bible's real, and it displays the character and the weaknesses of men of God, because it shows how real they really are.